You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. This week, a group of venture capital firms announced that they're planning to make diversity a core part of their deals with startup founders. The 10 firms committed to including new standard language in the contracts, called term sheets, that they make with startup founders. It's a diversity rider that says that the company and lead investor will make every attempt to include a member of an underrepresented group as a co-investor. It's not binding language, but the idea is that it will create opportunity for underrepresented investors to participate in deals and also attract founders who prioritize a commitment to equity. The initiative was started by Alejandro Guerrero, a venture capitalist based in Los Angeles with the firm Act One Ventures.
I wanted funds to feel because, yes, this is important and everybody out here is talking about it and all the founders are trying to see more that if we're the ones signing up for it, we're actually going to be the ones that have the competitive advantage because founders are looking to work with individuals that are trying to do more. It doesn't have the teeth to say it is enforceable, but that wasn't the point, right? The point here is that all of us know what this is about. All of us are making a commitment. Mm-hmm. It's gonna take some effort. It's gonna take a bit of work, particularly if you know maybe you didn't have that diverse network of potential co-investors to bring in. But now it's a reason to do that, right? It's a reason to go out and build more networks, meet individuals that you know that you can invite in, that you'll get to know more. And then hopefully when you build that trust, you'll start seeing incredible new deal flow.
I mean, I guess I wonder, why wouldn't a firm want to have a diversity rider like this?
I can't speak to why they wouldn't want to do it, right? Every fund is different. The way that they're structured, their makeup, their cash, their LPs, I don't know.
What will success look like?
You know, I'm hopeful that, within, a few years, a year or two, that we see this in, the majority of venture funds. And hopefully founders will take it to funds and say, hey, would you embed this in my term sheet?
Yeah. Best case, could you see a scenario where, as this conversation becomes more prevalent, the push from founders, right, the competition could also incentivize firms to bring on more underrepresented partners?
Yeah, exactly. That's where I hope this is all going to go, right? Like, no matter what we do, it's not enough, right? Hire more people, write more checks, do the rider, create office hour programs, cohorts, all of it. Like, it's not enough. The gap is so wide, right? Diversity is forever. And if we start thinking about it in that regard, then it will become part of our normal behavior when we're out building networks, when we're out looking for companies, when we're out doing deals, how we structure them, how we advise our founders to think about building their executive ranks, their boards, all of it, right? We'll get more to a more equitable and just world. And that's the world that I want to live in. I'm an optimist and I'm hopeful that that's the world we're going to see ourselves in the coming years here.
Alejandro Guerrero is a principal with the firm Act One Ventures. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.